All right. So, hello, everybody. So, we are going to, I call the February 13th, 2017. Make sure you get your checks in right here. Special Projects and Facilities Committee meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Member Brooks?
Here.
Member Gaines, the absent. Chair Lerman?
Here.
And also in attendance is Commissioner Platnick.
Hello.
Good. Okay, so first of all, welcome everybody, and welcome representatives from District 35 and the folks from Altamanu. This is going to be a very engaging discussion tonight. This is the first time that board and the community has a chance to see some preliminary designs around two parks that are near and dear to all of our hearts, West Park and Astor Park. And this is going to be kind of an open discussion. You guys are going to lead this, Lisa and Steve and you guys. And there'll be a lot of questions. There'll be a lot of, you know, discussion. And hopefully through that, we'll kind of go through and ask a lot of questions and really kind of get a sense of what, you know, where we are at, and encourage that. So we're going to be reaching out to you guys. So come up with your questions. Don't hold back. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Lisa and Chris. They're going to lead the discussion, and they're going to introduce the Altamanu team, and including President Josefina Bealta and
John.
And John.
And then Jerry.
And Jerry.
And I also like to introduce David. He's the principal of West School, and then Catherine Wing, the superintendent of the school district. I have to say that we've been working very closely with them on the West playground, and it's been a wonderful partnership and great synergy. So we're going to turn it over to our experts.
We've been really excited by the creative energy that Altamanu has brought to the table for us. You know, while our relationship with them has only lasted a few months, there's definitely been some great fruits born, and hopefully we'll see that tonight in the presentation. You guys will feel the same way, but it's been really exciting. There's been really some outside the box thinking and some challenging of, you know, what we consider the status quo. So it's been great so far. So I'll turn it over to John and
Jerry's with us. We've worked with Jerry for
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. Excellent.
All on park projects.
Oh, good.
So I'm just gonna hand out some handouts today. It's not the entire presentation, just all of them, because we didn't need to. But it's the highlights, the fun parts that you guys are really good at.
John, I have to tell you that it took everything. We don't send out the plans beforehand, and they hate that. But I said, no, you have to wait for this presentation. It's amazing. So I'm going to shut that. I'm going to turn
it down. If you can't see the screen,
we're going to turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get the first bank of lights.
Okay.
Anyway, we're very pleased to be here. It was wonderful. Everyone's so welcoming.
Oh, so far. Here you go.
So far.
Does that work, Lisa?
Yeah, I think. Can anybody see that? Yeah, I can see it.
All right, we're going to look at West Park first, then Astor.
So just briefly, as a refresher, we had set a budget for this project all in of $550,000. We tasked Altamanu with taking a look at three particular areas. The area here, I know John will go over that, but we talked about ensuring that there was accessibility. Just as a reminder, we wanted to ensure that there was a 5-12 area as well as a 2-5 area. I'll let them talk a little bit about that, but just their approach to that as well. And as we got into the nuts and bolts of the project, it looked like the school blacktop was also going to be in need of some maintenance. That is outside of our $550,000 budget. So any improvements or maintenance to that area will be paid for directly by the school district. So that's not at a cost to the park district. While Altamanu was kind enough to give us some concepts, it will ultimately be up to the school district whether they proceed forward with those concepts and foot the full cost of that. So as we talk about that, just know that that's not within the $550,000 project budget. So I'll just turn it over to John.
Thank you. Okay. So this is a close-up on the blacktop and on the existing playground. And first of all, not only do we have topography, but we've got some glorious trees, all of which we'd like to keep, and also provides us with great shade. Here it is at the moment. There's a small garden, the blacktop. By the way, we found it's in very poor condition. And then two areas of play equipment. This is the blacktop. You're looking towards the school. You can see they have three hoops. And then you can see some play equipment in the distance. And when we met with the school, we gave them a whole bunch of ideas of what people have done, just not only in this country, but particularly in Europe. And then we produced some schemes where we could actually apply color to the existing blacktop. So the school is over here. On this one, we threw everything but the kitchen sink at you to see what stuck. So far, we have a full-size junior basketball. We've got a map of the sides. We've got three hoops, and then we've got four squares in each corner. You may want something else, you may not, and then we'll have to work with the suppliers to get a decent price for you.
Dijon?
Yes?
Can you go back one slide?
Absolutely.
I actually know a lot about this park because I live two blocks away, and I played a lot of basketball there.
Yes.
With my children. But if you're going to redo the basketball,
yes.
The hoop on, I guess it would be on the west side.
Yes.
If you miss, the
goes
ball goes bouncing down a damn hill. If you could fix that problem, that would be wonderful.
Well, we can get rid of grouty for
don't
it.
Miss.
Don't miss.
That's awesome. Come on, Seth.
Make the basket. Yeah. Come on.
It's interesting because you flip it the other way, you're sending it out on the road. But,
we figured down the hill was better than the walk in the road for children.
You think?
Thank you. That was value. Thank you.
An invisible fence.
Held up by skyhooks. Anyway, the slope goes down this way, obviously, and there's also erosion, not only from water, but from the kids running out the door. And they, you know, take the shortest possible way, they form a trench, then you get water and then erosion, and it keeps on going. Here it is in all its glory. That is the water. There are the water courses, and you can trace them just by the erosion. And some serious problems with these majestic trees. Have a look at the roots that are exposed. This is the erosion over there. There's a manhole or a catch basin. It's above the ground, so no longer catches water. It gets a little, but you can see there's almost a trench on one side. So we're looking to Jerry to really assist us with all of that. Here's a nice rainy day. You can see the upper playground basically has a flat pad, but with a curb, it acts as a dam. And it all comes down and pools beautifully in this splash pad that it's become, and then around this tree. So there are huge issues of drainage. And we heard from other people that, to use their terminology, this used to be a swamp, so a wetland. So it's extremely wet. Again, the curb acts as a very good dam. These are some of the things the school and park district said to us to focus on. Sustainability, accessibility, upper body. That seems to be a big issue with kids today. You don't get a lot of exercise doing this. Buddy's bench, which is important. Use port and place, minimal interactive play panels, and a potential discovery area over by the tennis courts for 2 to 5. No swings. Too much area, first of all, and then large queues. No metal slides, tube slides that you can set on fire on the inside, bubble panels, etc., etc. And then there are priorities, topography to be highlighted, slides and climbing features and topography, slides, accurate, if possible, for ADA, people with disabilities, kids with disabilities. And you can see it serves 8 to 10 year olds, and if there was a discovery area, it would serve 2 to 5s. And the park district, constantly since we've come here, we've got to be careful with the budget, So the park district, in this case led by Chris, are going to supply us with wood chips, cut logs into different sizes for climbing, seats, tables, etc. So, and boulders will be included, but not provided by the park district. Anyway, as you can see, June 12th, we wish to start and complete before construction, sorry.
John, I'll jump in really quick.
Sure.
One of the things that we tasked Ultima New with, and this is based on our feedback from the school, is really understanding the difference between our general use playgrounds and academic playgrounds. So the biggest challenge with an academic playground is the user load. You can go from 0 users to 100 users in 2 minutes. So as they flushed out the types of components they were going to include, they were thinking, well, what's going to be out here for 20 years? What's going to last? You know, how do we approach looking at moving pieces? How do we approach making sure that the most amount of children at a time can use the structure? So as we start to move forward and we start to see some of these things, it will be a little bit different than the other playground that we did at Shelton Park or Friends Park. But, you know, I think that what we've talked about over and over again is ensuring that each park is different, that they're not all just the same. So I think as we look forward to that, I think it's really important to remember the user load that we have at this playground and how we've approached that. Because we don't want to be in the position of having really, really neat stuff that's all broken in 3 years, or 3 months, or 3 days. So that's really been part of the challenge that we've handed down to them is we want this to last 20 years under the application that they're using it. So I'll turn it back over to you, John.
We've used different firms, and the Germans in particular are considered far ahead in recreation, but we've also found that their equipment often breaks down, and then you're waiting for a piece from Germany. So we only looked at local suppliers. So you get a more traditional look when you do that. But we did look at things like this, and people got very excited about these big, long slides. And this feature here, with the port in place going up over these climbing structures. And images like this got us all terribly excited until we realized that the entire slope is only 5'5". Which meant that if we were to get these wonderful ADA accessible slides, we have to do something with the topography. And here's a plan view. So what we've decided to do is excavate some areas around here and build it up here. So the blue represents an ADA route. I'm doing a lot of walking here.
You want me to help?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Anyway, so the little black line, this is the path, existing path.
Obviously, I'm in your way.
Here you go. We have three large trees. This is the fall zone around each piece of equipment, which is important, and they've been growing over the years, and then the equipment itself. So we come up here, and there's a very long slide that has a climber coming up to it, and then this one is an ADA slide right at grade. So, and then this equipment is all ADA accessible. It's got a ramp. You can start here and go